This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for the Brinkotter home highlight. Before we get to the home, I'm going to start with Ryan Campbell. The launch of the new and improved website this week seems to have gone off without a hitch.
It's gone pretty smooth, knock on wood. A lot's built up to this. And yeah, we started on this project the early part of the year. Had some changes and updates. Thank you guys for giving everybody a heads up about us being down. We were only down momentarily, and site came back live, and we officially announced and unveiled it on Wednesday, and we're just super excited.
Yeah. All right, what's the feedback been so far?
I haven't received a lot, but what I have received is positive. So I take that as a real.
Well, you guys are operating at a different level. Right. I mean the things that you enhance, the things that you change. I don't know that people even consciously acknowledge that there's been a change. They just know their experience is that much faster, that much smoother.
And that was our objective too. We've created this great website, and I mean it was just October of 2019 when we just rolled out a new Brinkotter.com. So here we've got people adapted. We've got so much positive feedback about the new site. Our web traffic has grown so much in the last 2 years. We're like, how do we take that experience? And like you said, it's just really focused on enhancing what we have. We didn't want to create a lot of cognitive friction. What that means is when you get to the website, all the things you liked are still there.
Yeah.
The way you would navigate from one place to the other, those quick click buttons, it's all still there. But what we've added is a lot of communication tools for our agents as well as for the client experience. And I talk a lot about intuitive. The new website is intuitive. It's got predictive. When you type in the navigation bar, your main search, you start typing in, it's going to auto-populate that. You're on the website. You've created an account. You've looked at 20 listings or more. It's going to create a safe search for you based on what you've already looked at. It's going to provide you, you're looking at one details listing page, it's going to give you three other properties that look like that. It's really just trying to interpret what you're doing and give you some feedback and kind of help you along the way.
All right. That's great stuff, as always. I can tell you, Nick and I were looking at the back end, and Nick speaks your language way more than I do. But I just, to me, it's am I having an enjoyable experience? Is it quick? Is it fast? Is it doing everything I want it to do? And most people are that way. They don't need to know why it's doing that. It's just they just want it to do that.
They want to feel like they're flipping channels.
That's exactly right. And the mobile experience has never been better because that's the way I consume about 98% of my content.
Yes, exactly. I mean, everybody, we always talk about it's all about the mobile experience. And so many people, that's how they're finding Brinkotter.com. And our biggest goal is wherever our clients are, whatever our clients needs, we're really just working to stay two steps ahead. Another thing too, like just from the navigation bar, there's a drop down on the left hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Say you want to sell your property, you just flip that to sell instead of buy, put your information in, and boom, you're immediately connected with an agent. We're committed to the community. We're committed to making those connections, and that's really what we want to try to do. Our biggest touch point, obviously, is our agents. We have a phenomenal team of agents, and they just do an exceptional job, a lot of experience and knowledge there. Our next touch point is the website. So it's like, how can we marry those two things? How can we better connect the community, our clients with our agents, give them the tools? And that's really what it's all about.
All right, that was a perfect setup. See, Ryan's getting good at this radio thing. Bob Sparks is one of those agents with a lot of experience. He's in to talk about Wisteria Court. Where is that, Bob?
Wisteria Court is up north, just south of the interstate. It is Monroe Forest High School District. It's in the dead-end section turning north off of Arbor.
Okay.
If you're familiar with Arbor.
I'm not, but I'm terrible with street names. It's just, that's my thing.
North on MacArthur. All the way to T's and the stop sign there. That's Arbor. Hang a left. Go three blocks. Hang a right on the street.
Gotcha. All right. Now we're there. 4779. Tell me a little bit about this home.
These kids bought this house, and they actually bought it as a foreclosure 4 years ago, and they've since then gotten married. They've had three kids. They've totally remodeled the house top to bottom in some aspects. What they've done because of the three children, they wanted to incorporate the lower level family room and make that into actually a master suite, which has they have added closets and then a new egress door out to the back patio. And therefore, with three children, they all have their own individual bedrooms upstairs, which makes it very convenient. And like I said, they have gone through the entire house and pretty much give it a facelift throughout. It's very appealing. It's got the largest lot of any that are there in that Valley View subdivision. Other than that, just we're looking for a buyer to come and take an advantage of the situation and get into the Monroe Forest High School District before school starts.
All right, you've got this up on Natticator's Facebook page this morning. You guys are giving away a $25 gift card to Overlook Adventure Park, which is great. You know who gave an amazing endorsement? We had all these disc golfers here in town last weekend from like 18 states, these pros. They spent like all weekend at the miniature golf course.
Did they?
When they weren't actually playing disc golf. They loved it.
Yeah, it's a great asset. Yeah, Overlook Park, the Splash Cove. I haven't made the Splash Cove yet, but
it's amazing. I drive by there, and you will not believe the amount of cars, you know, whether it's the ropes course, the batting cage, the miniature golf, or the Splash Cove, just a ton of people consuming that. Every weekend we get those numbers. I think there were like almost 4,000 people at Splash Cove just over this last weekend. So a lot of people enjoying it. So a $25 gift card to that Overlook Adventure Park. On our Facebook page right now, if you want to share this with the Wisteria Court. All right, so if, Bob, people want to get a hold of you, they want to see this. I mean, everybody's a little more comfortable doing all this kind of stuff in person. I think they use the website to narrow down, you know, the three or four or five maybe they want to see in person, right?
Right.
Which is, you know, that's changed over the years where people would spend a Sunday driving around to 10 or 12 properties. That doesn't happen as much anymore. But what's the best way for them to see this in person?
Well, actually, this Sunday I'm going to have an open house there.
There you go.
1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and please come by, check it out. I'll be very much willing to entertain you there and talk to you and tell you all about the house. And if that doesn't happen to be the one, there's always more that I can take you to.
All right, price at $189,900, $82 a square foot, which is an unbelievable deal. And as you said, Forsyth School District, among the other things to look at there. Ryan, if folks clearly are consuming the website in gigantic numbers, and they always have and they continue to do so, right now, still a great time to sell your home. I mean, exactly. I know there's some projected stuff that maybe looks like some of this is going to even out a little bit here, but right now, homes are in demand.
I always encourage people, like, let's just start the conversation. And that's really like with the website, like I told you about, that quick click button right from the main navigation, create an account and submit a CMA form, have an agent come out, look at your home. Maybe you don't want to sell right now, but there's a lot of value added in knowing estimated what your home's worth, how much equity do you have in your house. Maybe you don't list it now. You list it 6 months from now, but get connected with an agent. Go to the website, cruise through the agent's page. It's really about, I think, starting a conversation. And whether you want to or not, at least you're informed. And what do they say? Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
You just want to arm yourself and be prepared because, yes, it's a hot market right now, and it's a prime time to take advantage of
and
it.
And I will tell you once again, I know this bears repeating, but people need to really understand this. You're not going to, digital and online is great, but you're not going to go to one of these global websites and type in your zip code and your address and get a true valuation of your home. You're just not going to be able to do that.
No, you need a human in there who would it like Bob's property at Wisteria is featuring here today. Like, okay, you've made all these improvements. Like, it's not just a 4-bedroom, X amount of square foot. It's a remodeled master suite. It's remodeled, I guess.
Kitchen's been redone.
Right. It's all been redone. How do you factor that into an algorithm?
And for the Zillows of the world, I mean, doesn't work. And so I think that, you know, if you go to the doctor, if you got to have surgery, you know, if you got your engine of your car needs fixed, you know, you go to experts that do that. I think if you're smart, you do. And it's the same way with selling or buying a home. You want these folks who have all this combined experience that they do this professionally.
Right.
They're there to be your Sherpa and be ready to go through all of the and there's stress. I mean, you know, this is one of the biggest transactions you'll make in your life. So check it out, BrinkOtter.com. Bob, Ryan, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Go to our Facebook page right now. You can win a $25 gift card to Overlook Adventure Park.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.